1212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
And this morning, I want to know, am I right? Kissing family members on the lips, is it weird? Now, obviously, with Mother's Day being on Sunday, saw a lot of photos going around on the Instagram feed.
Yeah.
Of some of my friends and some, like, artists from overseas and stuff like that. Yeah. Posting photos of them kissing their mom, but on the lips?
Yeah.
And I don't know, it was just for me, like, I mean, growing up differently, I'm not sure. Never, like, kiss my mom on the lips. And when I see it, it makes me, I just feel weird.
Yeah. When I was, if you had asked me this question a few years ago, I would have been going, I would have said, no, super weird. That is so, so weird.
Yeah.
But I do have some friends that do this. It's a cultural thing just because of where they're from. And
right.
I remember asking them about it and they were like, yeah, it's just like a thing we've always done. It's just a little kind of peck on the lips. And
yeah, okay.
Yeah. So we do put it out on 13, 12, 16.
Okay, Colin from Dell, yell up, kissing family members on the lips. Am I right? Is it weird?
Well, I'm 50-ish.
Yeah.
Mm. A little bit more-ish. and I still give my mother a kiss.
On the lips?
Yep.
Okay. Is it something you've always done? I mean, is this just...
Always done as a kid.
Okay.
Was there a period of your life where you were like, I can't do this, like not in front of my friends, like when you were a young guy?
No, look, back in the day,
yeah,
it was natural. That was, you know, if you didn't, that was a disrespect.
Right.
Okay.
We obviously have grown up in different,
yeah,
different eras. Yeah.
And
totally
was it
different era?
Was it a cultural thing? Does your family have any heritage from anywhere else, or are you like fully Australian? Like it's not a
My distant relations are from.
Right, okay, so even British thing, yeah.
So
right.
Do your siblings do the same thing?
Well, not to me.
Okay, but with your mum, though?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I haven't seen my sisters for 20 years.
Oh, gee, okay, fair enough.
And when you were young, it was just your mum, though, right?
Just mum.
Yeah,
that was it. For me, it was more of a respect thing.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Yeah, no, fair enough. I mean, it all depends on how you grew up. Like,
yeah, each their own.
Yeah, obviously,
absolutely.
For Jesse and I, you know,
I'd
mean?
Never ever seen it before. It was just so confronting to me. It was so different.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, well I suppose you've come from a split family too.
Yeah.
And, you know, you may not have gone into that next step.
Yep, that is true. It is a little bit different when you have a step-parents. You're never going to be
Yeah, that's a little bit...
Yeah, that'd be a bit much. Sure.
Yeah, there might be a little bit much.
Let's go! Trending now at hits.com.au.
Just about the biggest thing in the world right now is, of course, this. Game of Thrones. Second last episode was yesterday, and it's just been trending non-stop ever since. For things that happened earlier on in the show, we spoke about a little error that they made somewhere in the... There was a little filming error. You can check that out if it's trending online. Jump online and check it out because I don't want to spoil it for anyone. But one other thing that it's trending for at the moment as well is the documentary about the making of Game of Thrones that they've been filming the whole time. So that actually comes out on May 26 over in the US. We haven't got a release date for Australia yet, but I wanted to play you just a little bit of the trailer that has dropped.
This is strange. Here we are at the last table read. It's like looking around and seeing your family.
It's our biggest season ever.
Every episode has as much in it as one feature film.
It's like, oh my God. What was I thinking?
It is full on. If you want to check it out at hit.com.au, I strongly suggest if you're a fan, you go and give it a watch. Because it's actually surprisingly emotional. Like Kit Harington, the guy who plays Jon Snow, ends up crying when he reads the script for the final episode. And they're all sitting around doing a table reading. It's just really full on. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, you'll absolutely love it. You can check it all out at hit.com.au.
A long time ago, an injury far, far away. Star Wars.
Alrighty, the game is as simple as this. If you've got a scar somewhere on your body, you call 13, 12, 16. Tell us how you got the scar. And then I'll try and guess where it is on your body. You're going to put all of our callers in the running for our $100 MVP prize. Thanks to Optus at Harvey Norman, your mobile phone destination. Now, Pat from Kalgoorlie You've got a scar, mate.
I got a scar, mate.
And how'd you get said scar?
Well, it started off as a little tattoo, right?
Right.
My mum's dead against tattoos, so my mate put a little dot.
Yeah.
And then what was, I was freaking out because when I was going to get home, my mum was going to give me a hiding. So
yeah.
I told him to give me a smiley and burn it off.
Oh.
And then what happened was, on the smiley, you got the circle, but
yeah.
When he burned everywhere except for the dot.
Oh, no. So now you got the scar and the tattoo.
Yeah, so what happened was that it like puffed up for a bit. It went really fat, so you couldn't see it. It was just a smiley. And then when it healed, it went a perfect scar around the tattoo.
Oh, mate. So did you never think, like, maybe just to tell your mum that it was like a mole or something like that?
A mole? Well,
Or would she look too close?
Nah, she, like, seen the scar and was like, whatever. And she said, it was like, how come it's green?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, 2 years later, and I was like, oh, yeah. Sorry, mum.
All right. I see, this is the kind of thing where I have absolutely no idea where you would do this on your body. So I'm going to say, if it was obvious enough that your mum would have seen the tattoo, I'm going to say on your forearm.
Oh, my God!
No way! Did I get it right?
It really is.
Yes! That is so good. And, of course, this would happen on the day where Jules isn't here, so she's not going to let me claim the points. Oh, mate. That is too good. I'm going to have to try and convince her to claim the points, actually, because that is insane. So have you still got the scar?
Yeah, I still have the scar today.
Jeez, mate. And you still got the tat?
Yeah, still got the tat.
And did your mum give you a hiding?
Well, I was about 18, 19 when she finally seen it. So
she had to catch you first.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Have a great day.
Cheers, you too, buddy.
Cheers,
you.
Mate. Dirty before 6:30. But right now, the stories that are just a little bit more adult, so they're early in the show, away from little ears. Now, this morning, talking aloud about Italian volleyball championship.
Okay.
Right. Italian side Imoco Volley Conegliano. That's my Italian accent there. They just won the Serie A volleyball championship.
Okay. Yeah.
And you might be thinking, not a big fan of Italian volleyball. It's not super popular sport over here. You'd be right. The reason we're talking about them is the way they celebrated their championship.
Right.
They decided that they would get the whole team into the dressing rooms completely naked.
Ooh.
And try and hide all of them behind the championship trophy.
Damn, how big is this trophy?
I mean, it's a big trophy,
How many players are on a team? Because
2, 4, 6,
usually
eight,
on volleyball,
10,
when I'm thinking 12. Volleyball, I'm thinking like a duo.
Nah.
That's usually what happens over here.
This is indoor volleyball. 14 on the squad. And they all fit behind the trophy, just.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's all about depth when it takes the photo, when you're taking the photo, right?
See? So selfie skills.
I'm all across it.
And I get that Instagram is full of influencers and people starting new trends and this kind of thing happens all the time. But what I really hope out of this whole story is that this does not become a trend. I don't want to see championship teams posing naked with their trophy. Right. Because as much as I love watching West Coast win the premiership last year, I don't need to see the footy players without their kit on.
Speak for yourself.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
Alrighty, Rosie from Albany, are you ready to play You versus Us?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay. Unfortunately, you have to go up against me today because there's no Jules. But would you have chosen me or Jules?
I don't really know. Maybe you, yeah.
Okay, good answer.
I like that.
All right, Tim's going to be our quiz master today. So he's got 5 questions for you. All you got to do is buzz in with your name. And if you get it wrong, I get a go. But if I get it wrong, you get a go as well.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, all right. Tim, hit us with that first question.
All right, let me just quickly open this envelope. Oh, I'm nervous.
I'm just trying to get in the zone here. I should try and psych Rosie out, but it's hard when you can't see it.
All right, here we go. Question one.
Okay.
What sport would you aim to bowl a strike?
Jesse.
Oh, God.
Bowling.
Yes, you are correct.
Oh, man.
All right, Rosie, you've still got time to redeem yourself.
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number two. Who sings Uptown Funk?
Rosie.
Yes, Rosie, what is your...
Bruno Mars?
Yeah, well, he's in the song, but the answer I have here is Mark Ronson. But it is Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. So you've got it, Rosie. Well done.
Okay, thanks.
Tim's so generous.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, question three.
How long did it take to build the Eiffel Tower? This is a multiple choice one.
Oh.
A, 4 years. B, 9 months. C, 2 years.
Rosie.
Oh. All right, Rosie.
2 years?
You are correct,
Oh,
Rosie.
My God. Yay.
All right.
Okay, score check, 2-1, Ryan.
Oh, I love this next question. Okay, here we go. Question number four. From the TV series Lizzie McGuire, who is the actor / actress that recently got engaged?
Rosie.
Oh.
Yes, Rosie.
Hilary Duff.
You would be correct, Rosie.
Oh, Rosie with the win this morning.
Oh.
Of course it would be a Hilary Duff question that kills me. I was like, she's the only person in the show that I know, but I couldn't think of her name quickly enough. Rosie, congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
A $150 voucher is all yours.
Oh, awesome. That's great. Thank you.
No worries. That's all back again tomorrow. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
Minus the Jules. Unfortunately, she is away a little bit unwell this morning. But in a little bit of good news for Cal and the Goldfields, Racing and Wagering WA confirmed yesterday that the Cal Cup is going to be a standalone race meeting this year, which means there's no other race rounds on anywhere else in the state. So for the first time since 2013, the 4X Gold Cal Cup will be on its own on October 5, which means it should draw a huge crowd and hopefully some more of the top jockeys and horses and things like that. They had 7,000 people there last year, and it should be bigger again this year. So if you're thinking, do I want to go to Cal Cup this year? I reckon take the plunge, definitely head along, because it should be a really, really good one this year. They announced that one in the last couple of days, and I reckon it's just going to be so, so much fun.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.